This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly, too. USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. Telephone number is, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 712-770-9418, 712-770-9418. Now, that number is only active for USA Prepares while we are live, which is between the hours of 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Central Time. Today, we're going to be broadcasting with Kathy in Ohio, and she's a homemaker. She was a student. She has risen to become an instructor at USA Prepares, and she is going to teach us about living more frugally. She's going to teach us about dehydrating and helping us with ways that we can do things that maybe we haven't done before during this corona panic. And I'm especially interested in learning about dehydrating foods. So, for example, we've been encouraging all of you to grow your gardens for 9 years now. And no change. We still want you to do that. We'd like you to get some seeds, and we'd like you to experiment with gardening if you haven't already done so. And there's a rule that you must adhere to. And the farther away your garden is from your kitchen door, the less you're going to maintain it, the greater the possibility of a complete failure of your garden is. So you want to keep it close to your kitchen door. You want to be able to tend it, water it, weed it, whatever you need to do, and pick the produce from it. So the closer, the better. And Kathy's going to teach us a lot about how to live frugally. Welcome, Kathy.
Hi. Hi, Vincent.
Hi. So, Kathy, where would you like to start with today's class? Do you have any an order that you'd like to start in, or start with dehydration of produce?
I would like to talk about that. I will touch briefly on the sprouts again. I had a couple more things I forgot to mention. I guess before I go into that, I guess if I can kind of maybe say the mindset that I use briefly, if that's okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. I guess what I feel right now is that, and I've felt this way for quite a while, is that we should be buying necessities right now and forget about the new shoes and the new clothes and all that. Buy necessities. Look at what you ran out of, maybe, or what you should have had more of in this situation. And when we are able to get the supplies, when things go back to whatever our normal is, or whenever we can get those things, try to stock up on those things. One of the things I have done for years now is every time I get my money for groceries, I take at least $20, and I just put it aside in like an envelope, and I mark it kind of like an emergency, you know, grocery thing. And so let's say, for instance, I'll put $40 or $50 every month. That goes into for things like this situation, or if there's something that comes up that you're unexpected, that all of a sudden you've had to buy more groceries or things like that. So really in 6 to 8 months, you can have easily $500-$600 in there. And then what I do is when I go grocery shopping, if I don't use all that I have, then I put that what I call for my bulk food. So if I have $25 left over or $30, I put that in there. And then when I go to the store, if I find something that is a great price or end of the season and I need that money, then I pull from there. So I'm always able to keep my cupboard stocked up that way. So those are a couple of things that I use. And I use cash. I put cash in a separate envelope in my wallet or a separate divider. That's what I use for groceries. And when that is gone, that's gone. Now, if I have to take other things for groceries, I will. But that way I know that I'm not spending my grocery money on something that's not supposed to be for groceries. So those are the few things that I have done. And it kind of to get me to the point that I had extra money. I had a few thousand dollars really saved up before this whole thing started over the period of a few years. So that was kind of what I wanted to say about how I got to where I was more prepared just by saving ahead of time.
Okay. Kathy, I'm looking at the screen right now. I just want to let you know we have a 2-second delay between me and the Genesis Communications Network. I cannot see the delay between you and Genesis Communications Network. So I just want to let you know that if I appear to be abrupt or interrupt you, it's not that I'm trying to. It's just that this delay makes it very, very difficult. And during the break, next break, I will reconnect and see if I can make some of this delay go away. But at the university, there's a term for what you're talking about, and that term is constrained optimization. And what that really means is in a situation where you've got some limits to, well, how much money do you have, and what circumstances are there around that money, and do they change? How do you maximize or optimize your situation given those constraints? And that's exactly what you're talking about. You're saying if you have some extra money, it goes into a fund or an envelope for emergencies. And that's a great way of living. Now, we live the same way. We do. And we've lived that way for a long time. My dad taught me when I was very, very young, maybe around 10 years old, that he opened a savings account with me for put $5 in the account. And then it was my job to make that grow. So I learned at a very young age about saving, but not everybody has the good fortune of learning about saving. So, class, you just learned about it. If you haven't done it, you just learned how to do it. It's really simple. What it really means is postponing some of your desires for right now and postponing them for later so that when you do have a need later rather than a want later, you are prepared to act on that, meaning if it's on sale and it's a good value right, you know, later, you're ready to jump on it. That's what Joey does. That's what I do. That's what most of our instructors do. Kathy, please continue.
Okay. I will talk about dehydrating. I think that it'll probably be good for most people to either, if you can, purchase a dehydrator. I think we talked on Friday that you had a Nesco, and I may have misspoke. I had a dehydrator. I don't remember the name of it. It was the round one, but I don't think mine was as high-end as the Nesco. So maybe the Nesco is just as good as the one I have. So I apologize for that. But I do have one that's like square, and it's got trays that slide out. The good thing about a dehydrator is you can save so much food. And once dehydrated, it basically can stay fresh almost forever. The one thing I forgot to mention, and I know, Vince, you're going to love this, you can take a canning jar. You can buy the lid from Food Saver. I think you can get them off their website. I already have my sizes. You can get the standard lid, and you can get the wide mouth. It's like a cap that fits over the jar. What you do is you can take You can even use a used lid. You don't have to have a new lid like you would do for canning. You can put your, let's say you have dried parsley in there, or you have raisins or something like that. You can put your item, your food item in there, put a lid on the top, and you get these little caps from Food Saver, and I think Amazon carries them, but I believe they might be out right now. You put it on there, and you can either use a Food Saver, or, which works better, which I've tried, I like it better, and I know you know what this is because you do car things, but it's called a brake bleeder. And it's got a little pointy tip on the end. My husband had one, and I tried it several times in the last few months. You put that brake bleeder, the tip, into the lid, and you pump it up to at least 15, maybe go up to 18, and it seals that jar, and it lasts a long, long, long time. I've had very few failures because when you use the Food Saver, I don't think you can get as much suction. And there again, you're using your Food Saver a lot because now you're heating it up every time you use it. So I use the brake bleeder for all my herbs. You can do anything that you want to preserve that's dry. So if you have a good selection of canning jars and the lids, you can use the used lids as long as they're not bent. It works wonderful. And then you could just use a Sharpie and write on there what it is. And then you could open it, take some out, and just seal it right back up. And you're not using all the bags and everything, because the Food Saver bags that I use for meat and things like that, those are kind of expensive. So I just figured I'd mention that, Vince, because I know you probably have a brake bleeder.
Yeah, we do. And let's talk about what a brake bleeder is. Class, there are different kinds of brake bleeders. There's a manual kind. And think of it like a pump, but instead of putting pressure out, it creates vacuum. And what this will do is it has a hose, and you pump this thing with your hand. You like squeeze it, and there's a stationary handle and a movable lever, and you squeeze that with your hand, and with each squeeze, it creates more and more and more vacuum. And there are tips that go on the end of a very flexible hose, and one of them is kind of like a pointed tip with a rubber end on it, and you can, if there's a little tiny hole in a lid, for example, of a jar, you could use that brake bleeder to evacuate the air in the jar. So the air containing oxygen would cause the food that you've dehydrated to go bad. So if you remove more air, it will last, the food will last longer before it goes bad. That's what you're talking about, right, Kathy?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Now, how do you seal that hole? Because if you puncture a hole. Now we're talking about taking a used, let's talk about like a pickle jar, a small pickle jar, you know, maybe a 6 or 8 ounce or 12 ounce pickle jar, or a 24 ounce pasta sauce jar that has a rubberized built-in gasket on the lid. So we don't throw those away. We wash them out and we may sterilize the jars and make them really nice and clean. We save the lids. We keep the lids with the jars. So we're always ready to go with these used jars. So that's the kind of jar that Kathy is talking about. One that doesn't smell like pickles or garlic or something like that. And you can put your dehydrated food in there. But when we're going into a break, Kathy. When we come back from the break, would you tell us how do we seal that hole that's in the jar? Because the air will, as soon as we're done bleeding the air out of the jar with the brake, as in B-R-A-K-E, brake bleeder, the air will rush right back in. How do we stop that from happening?
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver silver effectively disinfect your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy in Ohio is with us, and we're talking about dehydrating foods and evacuating air from common, once-used jars with lids that have a rubberized seal on the inside that's permanently attached to the inside of the lid. Kathy, so once you have a hole in that top of that jar, how do you seal that up once you use a brake bleeder tool to evacuate the air from the jar?
Okay, you have to use a canning jar. You can't use a pickle jar. It has to have, like, that, you know, when you can things, you have a standard size lid, and then you have the wide mouth that you have to buy to seal, like if you buy them at wherever grocery mm-hmm. store or farm store you get. You use one of those lids. You put it on top of the jar. You put the cap that you buy from Food Saver on top of that. You can buy the standard size and the wide mouth size. And then you put the brake bleeder. There's a little hole. There's like a little stem and a hole that's on top of the Food Saver lid. You put your brake bleeder in there, and you just hold it with your hand. My husband just had a plastic tip that looks like a little funnel that goes down. That's all I do is put that in there. It doesn't puncture the lid, of the standard lid. When you take it off, it sucks all that air out, and then it forms a seal as if you canned it. Like a dry canning kind of method is really what it is. So you have to use a spaghetti jar as long as it's the lid is, or pasta sauce jar, as long as the lid sits on there with a standard canning lid or a wide mouth canning lid. So you never puncture a hole in that lid. That's how the air stays in there.
Okay.
And then
I have seen
right off.
Okay, I've seen another way using the spaghetti jars and the pickle jars. And what it is you puncture a little tiny hole, the equivalent of the point of a pencil, very tiny hole. And then you have a valve. It's kind of like almost like a piece of tape. And you put that piece of tape over the hole. And what happens is there's a flapper valve. It's like two pieces of tape. One is a sticky piece and the other is sticky only in a small area. And what happens is you put another lid, an adapter, over the jar lid. After the jar lid is closed tightly by hand, then you use that brake bleeder and it evacuates the air, and this little flapper valve lets the air out of the jar lid. And then when the vacuum stops, the seal closes. It's as simple as that. And then there's another way of doing that, which is uses an air conditioning evacuation pump. Have you seen that, Kathy, with a pressure cooker? Have you seen one of those, or do you want me to explain that to you?
I've never used one, obviously, but I think I've seen other people use them. Maybe my husband, but you can explain it because I'm not really that familiar with it.
Okay. So let's say you take a pressure cooker class, and you've seen those. So these are those aluminum two-piece or more pieces. There's like an aluminum pot with a lid, and the lid is secure, and usually there's a gasket. In many cases, there's a gasket, and there's one brand, All-American, that does not use a gasket. What you do is you take an evacuation pump from an air conditioning system. You could actually even use an old refrigerator compressor if you wanted to, and you adapt that with a hose that won't crush to the pressure cooker. And the idea is you put your, let's say you have six jars of celery and you want to vacuum seal them. You put the canning jar lids just slightly, I mean just almost on the canning jar, but just off a little bit. So if you were to tap it, it would fall into place. So you have all of those precariously, the lids precariously perched on the jars. You have them inside the pressure cooker. You then turn on the vacuum pump. And the vacuum pump will suck the air out of the pressure cooker. And then you just, with a mallet, like a rubber mallet, you just tap the side of the pressure cooker and all those lids fall into place. And they're held in place by vacuum. Then you release the vacuum from the lid, you take the lid off the pressure cooker, and then you screw on the retaining ring. That works too. It's another way of doing it. So there are several ways, class, and probably the best thing you should do is look up on YouTube so you have a visual of what we're talking about. But yes, you can do it. Now, I'm not suggesting you spend $130 or so on a vacuum pump. I just happen to have one because we service air conditioning systems here. Kathy and I will be right back. We'll talk more about dehydrating.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Amid so much talk about reopening the U.S. economy despite the pandemic, the White House is now recommending three phases for states to do so. And CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield says this morning that states will need to follow guidelines closely before making any decisions.
Clearly, really important that the outbreak in these jurisdictions is really declining consistently. Over 2 weeks period.
CDC Director Robert Redfield on NBC's Today Show. Congress is still working to try to save a stimulus program to help small businesses who are trying to keep paying their workers despite the pandemic. The $349 million Paycheck Protection Program is supposed to be helping them, but it's no longer accepting applications after running out of money. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God,
take my, when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Kathy was a student at USA Prepares, and she decided that she had some information to share, so she moved right up from student to instructor, and here is here's her first class on Worldwide Radio. USA Prepares. Kathy, thank you for doing that. What do you recommend that we grow in our garden right now so that we can preserve that by dehydration methods to last us, you know, throughout the rest of the year? What's our best shot at having food for the rest of the year?
I have dehydrated. The easiest thing, especially if people are just beginning, are herbs. And herbs, if you don't have a dehydrator, you can hang them. You can cut them and hang them. What I recommend is if you're going to cut, like, your herbs back and dry them, you can do them in the oven. You can do them if you've got a patio table or a picnic table, as long as you have something hot, like a screen you can put over. You could do them in the sun. They take a little longer, but you can still do it. I don't want people not to think they can't dry their own. But if you're going to trim your herbs and keep them going and propagate them so they don't dry up, you would never want to take your basil plant, in my experience, and cut it all the way down and take the top because it needs the leaves. So you keep trimming the tops off. Like, if, let's say your plant is 8 inches high, cut down the first 2-3 inches and take off, like, the big leaves, like, of your basil, and start drying those. Even if you have to lay them out on your counter or on a paper bag or something, if you can put them in a dehydrator, just go ahead and break them up a little bit, put them in the dehydrator. I normally take the big stems off just because it dehydrates more evenly. But I would say herbs are probably the easiest thing to grow and to save. They're also, I've done little cherry tomatoes. I've done sliced tomatoes very thin. Romas are good. They're kind of meaty, but they dehydrate well. I've done zucchini. The zucchini comes out beautiful, and then you can just rehydrate it, like for your vegetable soup or minestrone soup. It works very well that way. Apples and pears, and you can even do like peach skins if you're peeling peaches, like for a jam or a pie. You can take those and put a little cinnamon and sugar on them and save your peach skins, and those do very well. Peppers. And onions, too. Like right now, I have way too many onions that I'm going to be able to use, so I'm going to dehydrate onions. And you can do them on low in the oven if you don't have a dehydrator and you're trying to save money right now. You can read about that. There's one YouTube that you mentioned about getting online. The lady that I like to listen to, it's called Rain Country, R-A-I-N. And Country is the name of their YouTube, and it's how to vacuum seal dry goods. And she shows several different ways how to do it, but she also does a very simple way to do it with the brake leader. It's like a 10-minute YouTube, and she's got a lot of tips in there about dehydrating and making your own vinegars and soaps and all that. She's really a good person to listen to. But the things that I have done are the herbs, some of the vegetables. I've done apples. You can do berries, too. They get a little dried out. You know, you maybe would have, you could probably use them like in oatmeal or things like that when you're using a little liquid. But if you have a ton of that, you've got a ton of carrots and celery, and the other thing that I've learned, that the leaves from celery are actually more nutritious than the celery stalk itself. So I dehydrate my leaves, and when I make chicken soup or vegetable soup or potato soup, I put the leaves right in there, and the flavor, it just pops. It just is wonderful because it's my own homegrown celery. And then you just put in like a small handful or add it to your stock. But those are the things I have done. I'm probably forgetting a few, but I've had good success with everything that I've mentioned.
Kathy, let's talk about the temperature of the oven. Now, isn't it critical that you don't go too hot with the temperature when you're
absolutely
dehydrating?
Absolutely. Mine has a little display on it. I think the herbs are one of the lowest. I believe it's like maybe 100 is the most, maybe 110. You really don't want to go too high. You go a little higher on your vegetables, but your herbs you want to go low. And like it makes it the thicker the item, then normally a little higher the temperature, like with your produce. And I just check it. Like I turn it on for 6-7 hours. I try to start it in the morning. And if it looks like it's really kind of tough sometimes with the produce, because if you have to go through the night, you don't want to wake up the next morning and have everything be burnt or really dry. So if I can turn it off or turn it way down so it's still got some warmth to it, then I check it in the morning and then I turn it back up. But if you start it early in the morning and just kind of watch it and pull off the stuff that's dry, I only do it like maybe once or twice. But, yeah, you don't want to have it too high, because you will your some of your fruit or your vegetables will get like burnt or like dark spots on them. I've done that with some cherry tomatoes where I've forgotten about them. You can still use them if they're not burnt. You can just put them in a little warm water or warm olive oil, and then a lot of times they plump back up and you can use them like on your pasta, or I do them in the winter on my salads. I just take some dehydrated onions and those are my tomatoes. I haven't had to buy any tomatoes.
Okay, so class, as a general rule of thumb, that on the low end, you're going to be at 110 to 115 degrees Fahrenheit for apples and apricots and bananas and things like that. When you get to mangoes, you might go to 135 degrees, guava, maybe 135 to 140. So there are charts on the internet, and you can look at them. But think of it like this. Let's say you're going to dry your hair with a hair dryer. If you set the temperature too high, you would hurt yourself. I mean, you would literally burn yourself. So it's better. And just like with a hair dryer, you can take a little longer on a lower temperature and it works fine. So be really careful with the temperature. And this is not going to happen instantly. It's not going to be dehydrated in 5 minutes. It can take 6 hours or more, depending on what you're dehydrating. And here's a tip from one of our former instructors. He has passed away. His name was Len Pence. And he used to say in his USA Prepare seminars and on the air with me that you all have a dehydrator. And what it is it's your window screen, the screen that's in your window to keep the bugs out, and it's your car. So you can take your window screen out, wash it very well, you know, without damaging it, you know, a detergent and water, rinse it really well, and put whatever you want to dehydrate on that screen. Put that screen in your car with the windows closed in the sun, and it will get warm enough to dehydrate food right then and there. Okay, so that's another way, because you know how hot your car gets in the sun, right? So that's just another way. If you want to experiment with no cost whatsoever. So we talked about the Nesco, N-E-S-C-O. They exhibited at our expo. I called them up and asked them if they would, because I really like their particular dehydrator. Works really well. It's a cylinder, and it has round trays, and you can stack as many or as few as you want. It has temperature control. The one we have, I bought before I invited Nesco to come to our expo. I invited them to come because I liked a particular product. We have another one that is, I believe it's an Excalibur. It's a square one. And these are available on eBay. You can buy them right now. You can buy vintage ones. You can, you know, used ones. You can buy, you know, cubicle types with doors and trays, as Kathy was describing. You can buy the cylindrical type. And they all seem to work just fine. I would avoid, if you could, avoid the digital type that has a processor in it to control the temperature. I'd rather have a mechanical type, bimetallic, BI, metallic temperature sensor. They seem to just work without any kind of problems. So nothing fancy. Just a simple food dehydrator. Kathy, what about lettuce? Can you dehydrate lettuce? I haven't done that.
I haven't done it either. I could probably try it now that you mention it. What I have done with lettuce is if I buy, like, the big containers of spring mix and they have, like, a clamshell in it, if you put in 2 or 3 paper towels, it will absorb that moisture And then every day, check it. If your paper towels are moist, you can either leave them out for a couple hours to dry and then put them back in, or you can put fresh ones in. I just leave them out because it's just moisture, and then I put them back in, and it will almost double the life of your lettuce because it doesn't get wet. You can do that with that. The other thing you can do is I have bought the bags. They're called Green Bags by Debbie Meyer. I got some on clearance at the store, so I tried some. And it really does extend the life of your produce, celery, lettuce. I've been taking a lot of my stuff now and popping it in there and put it in my vegetable drawer. But to answer your first question, no, I haven't. I can't imagine that you couldn't dehydrate it and use it in like a greens blend. I was going to talk about that a little bit. You can take your edible greens, like maybe you have way too much spinach or Swiss chard or even edible weeds in your yard like lettuce, plantain, all that type of thing that you could eat, dandelion leaves. You can make a greens blend. You can dehydrate it and whisk it in like a food processor or a little blender, and you could put those in canning jars. And even if you don't have a dehydrator or you don't have, like, you're not able to seal them, by putting them in a jar, like in your case we were talking about, like a pickle jar or something, you're still preserving, you're not letting a lot of air get in, or you can freeze them. I've had dried herbs that I just thrown in the freezer in a Ziploc bag, and they've kept a long time. For a couple years, they've kept just perfectly, like dried parsley and a rosemary. They all dry very well and keep very well. So I really hate to throw any of that away. I can't see why, if you have a bumper crop of greens, why you can't dry them and then use them in your soups or your stews. Or I think you could probably use, like, if you powder them enough, you could use them like in a food smoothie too, a green smoothie.
Kathy, we're going into a break. This will be our final break for this hour. Would you tell us when we come back what your thoughts are on just taking, if you have green peppers, whether they be Anaheim, jalapeno, bell peppers, washing them, cutting them, and putting them in a freezer baggie and putting them in the freezer. Would you tell us what your thoughts are about that?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us. She's in Ohio. This is her first class on the USA Prepares. I want to thank you, Kathy. You've done an outstanding job. You really have. I mentioned peppers. So we have grown in our gardens for years bell peppers, Anaheim peppers, jalapeno peppers, you know, a lot of different kinds of green peppers. And we've washed them on the outside with just water, dried them off, sliced them, removed the seeds, and put them in freezer baggies, Ziploc freezer baggies, and popped them in the freezer. Have you done anything like that?
Yes. I do that every year. I probably do, and I make sure I try to have enough to get me through the winter. What I do with mine is I do the same thing. I wash them off and I core them, and I give them to my lab. She loves peppers, so she gets the core. And but I'll take them and I'll cut them in big chunks, and I put them in. I have a Cuisinart food processor. Probably put them in like 1-inch, 2-inch chunks, and I just pulse each pepper like 2 or 3 times, and it chops it up very fine. And you can lay them on a cookie sheet and let them freeze in the freezer. What I'm doing now is I measure either half a cup or a cup, whichever. A cup is typically easier. I measure them in there, or I put one pepper. I mark it on the freezer bag. I lay them flat in the freezer, and then they'll stack really well. And then when I go to use them, I know that I've got one cup of chopped peppers. So if I only need a half a cup, then I can take half out. I wouldn't put them, like some people put them in a container and like they're all stuck together. It's really hard to get them out. They're all frozen. You have to let them thaw. Then you don't really know how much you have. So just a little tip, it saves you a step if you can mark your I use like the Ziploc freezer bags. And what I do is I lay them flat. I let them get hard. And then I put them a lot of times in the gallon-sized freezer bags just so I don't get any freezer burn on them. And I date them. And then I know each bag has 1 cup of chopped peppers. I do the same thing like for blueberries. When blueberries are in season, if I don't pick them, I might go buy 24 or 30 pints. We've got a grower up in Michigan, and they run them on sale for like 89 cents a pint. I'll go buy like 24 of them. And then I do the same thing. I just wash them, lay them out flat, or put them in a freezer bag, and then I use them all throughout the whole winter. And then they normally keep pretty well. You can keep them easily for a year that way.
You mentioned dehydrating onions. How do you do that, Kathy?
I just slice them. I have a slicing blade on my food processor. I use the smallest blade. I try to, when my husband asks me what I want for Christmas, I ask for high-quality kitchen things because it saves me time. So I got a nice Cuisinart. I use they've got numbers on the blade, so I use one as the thinnest. I just slice them, and I just put them on the trays, and you have dehydrated onions. And then you could, same thing, you can put them in vegetable stock, or you can put them in your soups or your stews or your soup, whatever type of thing you need onions for.
Kathy, you just
mentioned something.
You just mentioned something very interesting. I've got a notepad, and I jot down notes, as we discuss things. And I wrote down, before you said this, so we're on the same page, appliances to consider. And I thought, the next broadcast that we do, I'd love it if you would discuss what appliances that we should consider getting. They don't have to be new. You can buy appliances used. I do. And, which ones you find that work, which ones you just forget all about, what kind of knives and so forth. I think you have the answers to that. So would that be something that you'd be interested in discussing, in a future class with us? Okay. I'm thinking about the KitchenAid mixer, maybe some of the accessories or attachments to that. You mentioned the Cuisinart food processor. I'm thinking convection ovens, countertop convection ovens, turbo ovens, blenders, all kinds of knives that you like, why you like them, whether they be stainless steel, carbon steel, how you sharpen them. I mean, all kinds of tricks of the trade for the homemaker. And, class, I think that the highest and best thing that a lady can do is raise the family and be that manager of the home. I really mean that. Be in charge of raising the children and managing the home. Hillary Clinton would disagree. She thinks that baking cookies is beneath her. But you know what? I don't think it's beneath Kathy or Mrs. Finelli. I think you can tell that Kathy's done an outstanding job protecting and defending her household economically and nutritionally. I can hear it in your voice, Kathy. So I want to thank you for being with us. I'm looking forward to broadcasting again. And if I were giving out grades, Kathy, you would certainly get an A for today's class. Incredible. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us. Class, coming up next hour, it's me, and I'll be giving you some of my thoughts. And if you'd like to call us and join me, you can do that. We'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.